Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin with the Meditations and More podcast, presented to you by littleshaman.com, and that's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about narcissistic smear campaigns. I've received a few different messages from people, and one of them asked me specifically to do a podcast about this, about narcissistic smear campaigns and how to deal with them. So what is a narcissistic smear campaign? If you've ever been unfortunate enough to be targeted by a malignant narcissist, then you know what it is. But for those of you who don't know, a smear campaign is when the narcissist attempts to cause you problems, turn other people against you, and basically ruin your life with lies. They might tell other people that you're crazy, that you're abusive, that you're a whore, that you're a drug user, a bad parent. You know, whatever is exactly the opposite of what you actually are. It's important to pay attention to exactly what lies they're telling too, because within those lies is the reason that they're doing it. Whatever they're trying to destroy about you is the thing that they're jealous of. For example, if they're telling everyone that you're a bad parent, it's because you're seen by the narcissist as being a better parent than they are. Now that, of course, cannot be tolerated, so they attempt to destroy that perception of you. If they are saying you're abusive, this is because they know that they are the abusive one, and they're attempting to hide that by destroying the possibility that anyone could see you as the victim. And, you know, they would also dearly love to be the victim, but they know they're not. So they lie. These lies are also projections. They are the narcissist taking the way that he feels or what he is and saying that it's how you feel or what you are. I read the other day that if you want to understand the narcissist's language, reverse the pronouns. And that rang so true to me. Whatever the narcissist is saying about you is what is actually true about himself or what he fears is true about himself. So in other words, you are abusive means I am abusive. You are a bad parent means I'm a bad parent. The kids love me more means the kids love you more, and so on and so on. And statements they make about your feelings specifically towards them often have a double meaning. For instance, you hate me means I hate you, and it also means I hate myself. You wish I was dead means I wish you were dead, and it also means I wish I was dead. Nobody escapes the narcissist's wrath, least of all himself. I mean, he's got plenty to go around for sure. Now, narcissists engage in a smear campaign for two reasons. The first reason is that he's jealous of you for some reason. If you have a lot of friends, or if people like you, if you have a very loving, supportive, extended family, he's going to try to ruin that because he's jealous of it. No one likes him and no one loves him, in his opinion, so if he can't have friends or family, then nobody should have friends or family. Instead of taking a look at himself and realizing that he has no friends or family because of his own behavior and then trying to work on that, to, for instance, be a better listener or be more trustworthy and less incredibly ridiculously selfish in order to gain more friendships, he simply decides that people dislike him because the world is unfair to him. Therefore, he's going to right this egregious wrong perpetrated against him by deciding that it's unfair for anyone else to have something that he can't have. According to him, you know, I mean, why should the world only be unfair to him? Then he works to destroy all these things for the other person or the other people. It's his idea of justice, and that's very real. In a very real sense, that is his idea of justice. I once asked a narcissist why he would want to make people dislike me if he claimed to care about me. And he said, because you need to know what it's like not to be liked. The callousness and selfishness in that statement is just really unbelievable. Never mind the fact that I didn't deserve that at all. I had done nothing that would make people dislike me. So I pointed that out to him, saying that if you have to come up with lies in order to try to make people dislike me, doesn't that prove that I don't deserve it? And his answer was, why should I be the only one? if that doesn't show what selfish and heartless people narcissists can be, then I mean, nothing does. They just want to spread the misery even to the people who love them, especially to the people who love them. Remember, the narcissist views himself as so broken and terrible that the very fact that a person could love him must mean something is really wrong with that person. So because of that, he feels the people who love him must be broken and terrible too, and they deserve abuse and punishment, and they will get it. That's the second reason that malignant narcissists, such as the borderline, the narcissist, and the psychopath, engage in smear campaigns. It is quite literally to make you miserable. They want you to be unhappy because they are unhappy. And in the end, it's really no deeper and more complicated than that. The world is unfair to them, so they're going to be unfair to you. And it's very important to realize that to them, that's not unfair. It's justice. They don't see it as unfair. They think it's balancing out the scales, for real. They really cannot see that their misery is all their own fault. We would all agree that nobody likes people who are cruel, who are liars, who are phonies, who are instigators, who are childish and petty and vindictive and abusive. The malignant narcissist is all of these things, but he doesn't see and cannot understand the way that other people see him. He really believes he deserves everything he wants and that the world's against him. Now, maybe it is, but not because he's some poor helpless victim. If the world is against him, it's because people universally dislike someone who's selfish, cruel, and hateful, who will stop at nothing to hurt or destroy other people. This is one reason it's so hard to get a narcissist to see that what he's doing is wrong. He doesn't think it's wrong. He doesn't think he is wrong. As far as he's concerned, you are wrong for having more people in your life who love you than he does, and you deserve to have that taken away from you because you flaunted it in his face. Now you might say, oh, but I didn't. Oh, but you did. Your life, your very existence, flaunts it in his face, and he will not rest until you are taken off that pedestal and brought back down to reality. Now, sounds ridiculous, right? Like some stuff off of a bad soap opera or like some really stupid movie. But not to the narcissist. It is not stupid to the narcissist. To the narcissist, it is very real, and he lives it every day. So when you are the target of a narcissistic smear campaign, this is what you're up against. An obsessive mind and rage with jealousy who takes your very existence as a personal attack and a personal insult. So how do you counteract a smear campaign? I mean, I wish I could tell you that you didn't have to, that people won't believe the narcissist lies, but unfortunately, it's just not the truth. Some people will. Some people are going to believe him. And it often seems that the bigger the lies are, the more people believe it. Maybe they just can't believe somebody would make that up, so, you know, it must be true. This can also work the opposite way as well, by the way, and the narcissist takes full advantage of that also. Take the situation of the physically abusive narcissist. Every time he hits his wife, she tries to call the police. The narcissist then starts punching himself in the face and says, "Go ahead and call them. I have marks on me and you don't. We'll see who goes to jail, me or you." The wife then hangs up the phone because she feels the police are not going to believe a grown man hits himself like that and that she'll be arrested instead. And sadly, she's probably right. Who would believe that? Who even does that? It sounds completely, totally absurd. A story no one would ever believe. And the narcissist knows that. He uses that. So anytime you're tempted to believe that these behaviors are out of the narcissist's control or it's something that they can't help, remember the calculated planning behind that story. That's a true story. These people know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it all on purpose in a very calculated way so that they can continue to get away with the nasty, horrible things they do. The physically abusive narcissist in our story didn't want to go to jail. He wanted to keep on with his horrible behavior, keep on hitting his wife, and he would have been perfectly happy to let her go to jail for something she didn't do in order to save himself. If it comes down to a choice between you and the narcissist, or anybody and the narcissist. The narcissist is going to choose himself every time.
He rationalizes this by saying that everybody's like that.
So, how can you counteract a smear campaign? The best you can do is try to ignore it. It doesn't sound like much, and it's not. But unless you can prove that it's the narcissist saying these things and that the things aren't true, there's nothing you can do except make sure that you never appear to be what he says you are. And luckily, you're not, so that part's taken care of. If you can prove it, do so. Go to a judge or the police or whoever there is to go to where you live and show it to them. Take whatever legal or civil action you can take and pursue it as far as you have to. Remember, you are dealing with pathological obsession and jealousy here, and it's probably not just going to go away. You need to stay away from the narcissist if you can. Have no contact with the narcissist, none. If you have to have contact, write down dates, keep a journal of what was said, record the conversations if you can. Video is best, and keep all of it. Keep a journal of the things the narcissist is saying about you to other people as well. If he says it on social media or in text messages, or if people private message you or text you about it, take screenshots. Keep a record of what he's doing. It's your only proof and it's your only way to fight it. I wish the outlook was a little better on this, but it's just not. And that's the reason why they do it. This is the nature of what they do. They know that no one's going to believe you, and they know that as long as they don't act that way in front of everybody else, it's not going to be found out. So keep a record of what's going on. And whenever you get a chance, nail them to the wall with it. It's the only way to get them to stop if using no contact does not work. If you're listening to this, it's probably because you either are or have been a victim of a narcissist smear campaign, and you have my deepest sympathies. Hopefully it gets better for you. Stay strong. You're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by LittleShaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.